What about now? There he is. There he is. Tell you how God's blessed us just in a mighty way. I look out there and I see Brother Jake Gunner goes to the beach, sets in the sun, wanting the sun. Look over there and see Brother Thad Gunner. Boy, he goes to the beach and just wants to set in the sun. Brother Teddy goes to the beach and just wants to set in the sun. Brother Walt, glory. Brother Shay, Brother Tony, Brother JJ. We go to the beach and want to set in the sun. Now the Lord said, hey, I tell you what, I'll just bring the beach to you. You may not have sand at your feet, but you got your sun and you got that cool, cool breeze. Just think, man, you're getting it all today. You're getting to go to church, you're getting a suntan. And I know y'all like to sit on the beach for 2 or 3 hours at a time. So today, it'll just be good, amen? Oh, but Brother John Stidham, bless his heart, over there in the shade. You notice where I'm at, don't you? I'm in the shade. This morning, I want to share something with you this morning. This has been on my heart all week long as I read the scriptures, and I just want to share this with you this morning. We serve a knowing shepherd. We serve a shepherd that knows everything about you, and he knows everything about me this morning. There's not nothing that you tell him. There's nothing that you carry to him that he does not already know. The thing is he just wants us to come to him. He just wants us to come to him and confess our sins. And he said if we're faithful and just, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But this morning in John chapter number 10 and verse number 14, we was done here the other day, but I just got to preach a little longer before we can move on any further this morning. And I want to share it with you this morning. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. John chapter number 10 this morning in verse number 14. John chapter number 10 in verse number 14. And the Bible says this morning, the book of John, chapter number 10 and verse number 14. And the Bible says, I am the good shepherd. Here it is. And know my sheep. And am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Let us pray. Father, I do love you and I do thank you. I thank you for this morning. I thank you that we can sing Amazing Grace. Father God, how wonderful it is to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, we're not redeemed by corruptible seed this morning, but we are redeemed by incorruptible. Father God, you can have no corruption about you. And Father God, that's who you are this morning. Lord, I'm asking you this morning for that individual that is sitting there this morning and feels like nobody knows and nobody cares. Lord, I'd pray that you would allow the Holy Ghost to speak straight to their heart and let them know that you know who they are and you do care about them this morning. Father, I would ask this morning if it would please you that you would guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. Lord God, this morning I do understand it's nothing to do with the messenger. It's always to do with the message. Father God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord God, this morning as I look around this congregation this morning, I thank you that people knows and they've put their hope and trust in you this morning. And Father God, they know that you know them this morning. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. And I ask a special prayer request this morning straight to heaven for Sister Tina Kale. Lord God, and her mama, Miss Betty McCracken, Father God, as she's laying there in Tupelo, Mississippi. Lord God, you know they done took her off the vent and they done put her in that hospice room. But Father God, I do know this, that if you're not done with her, you can raise her up from that place. Lord God, you're in the resurrection business, Father God. And Lord, I would ask you this morning, do whatever pleases you. Get my selfishness out of the way this morning, my pride. And Father God, just let me explain to these people how you know everything about them. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning, the knowing shepherd, Jesus has done said in the Word of God, as we've been looking in the book of John, all that leaded up to this, Jesus had done said that I am the door. He said, I am the door, and if you want in, you must come through the door. Folks, I want you to know this morning, if you want to make it to heaven, and everybody that's in here that's going to make it to heaven this morning, it'll be because they went through the door. Not through a side door or a back door. It'll be because that we went through the front door, who is Jesus Christ this morning. The Bible says, Jesus said, I am the door. He said, I am the good shepherd. But he also said, I am the shepherd that knows my sheep. If you read verse number 14 and you stop with just a good shepherd, you would miss a lot of things. But as I read that text, I realized that he knows you better than you know yourself. God Almighty, he knows you better than you know yourself. As we went through that revival, there may be some things in your life that would doubt a lot of things. But friends, I want you to know, what does the shepherd know about you this morning? You said, preacher, there's some things in my heart that he does not know. Folks, I want you to know this morning, there's not nothing that happens in this universe that he don't know about. Friends, I want you to know, the Bible says that if a sparrow falls, he's at that funeral. Friends, I want you to know, there's not a bird that'll fly across your head today. There's not a bird that'll fall to the ground today and die that God don't know about. Father, I want you to know, there's not a tree that'll fall in the forest today that God don't know about. He knows everything. There's not a thing in our life that he don't know about. And he knows that today. And he says in the book, in verse number 14 of chapter number 10, he says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. I want you to know, number one, what does the shepherd know? Number one, the shepherd, he knows the hair that is on your head. Friends, I want you to know, as I looked out there this morning and I see the hair blowing and the wind blowing your hair, friends, God knows the hair that's on your head. He has numbered them hairs that is on your head. Hey, me and Brother Shay and Brother Whoop and Brother, I was going to say Brother Thad, but he's got a little bit left. Friends, I want you to know this morning, you may think we don't have much. Brother JJ, you may have shaved this morning, but I want you to know, God knows the hair that's on your head. Friends, I want you to know, he has numbered them hairs. You say, preacher, you sure do like using people's names. I sure do like seeing people here. Can I get an amen? Friends, I want you to know this morning, everybody that is here this morning, you're important to God. He knows you and he knows where you're at this morning. He says he knows the hair that is on your head. In Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 30, the Bible says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Friends, I want you to know, that shows he's concerned about his sheep this morning. He is concerned about you and he is concerned about me. You're important to God this morning. You're important to him just the way you are this morning. Friends, I want you to get this morning. You don't have to clean up to come to God. Friends, I want you to know, if you clean up and then you think that please God, that won't please him one bit. You know what pleases God this morning? Is that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He said he's the knowing shepherd this morning, and he knows them hair that are on your head this morning. And he is referencing there in Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 30. He is referencing back to the 1 Samuel 14 and verse number 45. And you all know the story about Jonathan and what happened with Saul. Saul, they was going to war, and Saul had done declared that nobody should eat of anything. He said, nobody can't eat nothing, and if you eat, you'll surely die. He said, if you eat that, you'll die. You can't break that oath. But I want you to know that his son Jonathan and his armor bearer, they had done slipped off, and they had done went out and slew about 20 men, and they didn't hear the decree that had went out. Hey, you listen to me this morning. If you don't get nothing else out of this, hey, Jesus Christ said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. That is a decree that we'll always put out here, that Jesus is the way. But he had come to that place in Jonathan in 1 Samuel 14, 45. He had done went out to war. And the decree was that he was not supposed to eat. Nobody was supposed to eat. And if they did, they would surely die. And friends, this morning, I want you to know, when he came back in, they had told him, they said, did you hear the decree that your father Saul had put out, that nobody should eat? And it said that Jonathan said, well, while I was out, he said, I took my rod and I stuck it in a honeycomb. And he said, I took that honey off that comb. home and off the end of that rod, and I did eat of that honey. And he said that he come, he had broke that oath, and he had came to that place, and he said, Father, I have sinned and I've done this. And you know what Saul said? He said, it doesn't matter, you shall surely die. Friends, I want you to know this morning, his Father and this morning God, he don't look over nobody. Unless the blood's been applied to your life, you will die. And it said in John, in 1 Samuel 14:45, the people said that he had done a great work, and they pleaded with God, and he said, this day not a hair on Jonathan's head will be hurt. Friends, I want you to know this morning, if you've been born again this morning, the devil may come against you, but he can't hurt a hair that is on your head this morning. Can I get an amen? But there's something Jonathan said when he confessed. He said this, and I want you to get this. Jonathan said, I took a little honey. He said, I took a little honey. Friends, this morning, sin doesn't matter. If you broke a little bit or if you broke a bunch of it, it's the same. Sin is sin this morning. And God knows the hairs that's on your head, and he wants us to line up with him this morning because he is the knowing God. But not only does he know the hair that's on your head, get this, he knows your needs this morning. He knows your needs before you ever tell him what you need this morning. He says in the book, in Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth, there it is, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Friends, he has it already in store. Before you ever ask him, he knows what you need. I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God for that. Hey, me and Brandy, we got a little girl in the house, and her name's Kaylee, and she's our daughter, and I want you to know there are some needs that come in her life that she doesn't, that we don't know about, she has to ask for. But there's some needs that come that we just meet. Friends, I want you to know, when she goes to the refrigerator, it's not her problem if there's food in there. That's my problem. I'm her daddy. And friends, this morning, if you're going to be fed, it'll have to come from your daddy this morning. It'll have to come from God this morning. You'll have to be fed by God. This preacher, he can't feed you. The only thing can feed you this morning is God Almighty through the move of the Holy Ghost. He says he knows the hair that's on your head, but he also knows your needs. He says that's how close he is to his sheep, that knowing shepherd. Not only is he concerned about his sheep, but he is close to his sheep. Get this, he is on standby. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, he's on standby this morning. He's on alert. There's nothing catches him off guard. He's on standby, he's on alert, but also he's on call 24/7. Do you ever think about that? God never gets a day off. He never gets rest. He never sits down. He's always about doing what he needs to do for us this morning. He says he knows the hair that is on your head, and he knows your needs this morning. But I want to share with you something else. He said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. Not only does he know the hair that's on your head, and he knows your needs, but I want you to get this. He knows your thoughts this morning. I want to slow down just for a minute here. He knows your thoughts this morning. He knows your thought pattern. He knows what you're thinking this morning. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you ever been in a church service? Have you ever been right here, I'm talking about just loving God, and all of a sudden a thought come in your head that should not be there? Have you ever been sitting there and just thinking, and all of a sudden a thought would come in your head, a sinful thought, something that not would be of God? Friends, I want you to know, that's the Satan this morning. He'll throw them thoughts in your head. You can't help them thoughts that come your way, but you can sure help what you do with them thoughts. Can I get an amen? And this morning, I want you to get this. Have you ever been in your quiet time at home and you're praying, and you get down on it and you start praying to God, and all of a sudden right in the middle of your prayer, you'll think of something that don't need to be there? Friends, I want you to know, Satan is trying to get your thought pattern off of God this morning. And the Bible says, let me give you this. He knows your thoughts this morning. In Psalm 139 and verse number 1 and 2, the Bible says, O Lord, thou hast searched me. Everybody this morning, God has searched. O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understand my thoughts afar off. He said, I want you to be praying for them thoughts this morning, that you think on things that are God. Not only is he concerned about his sheep, not only is he close to his sheep, but he cares for his sheep this morning. The story was told, and we're talking about the thoughts that's in the mind. We was told about a story that was told. There was a woman going to get on a train and go to St. Louis. And as she came to that place in her life, she was in a hurry. And as she run on that train, she didn't look at where the train was going. She just jumped on the train. And as she got going down life's highway on that train, and as she was going that way, the devil start giving her thoughts. Am I going the right way? Am I going to a place that I need to go to? And as she got thinking that, she tapped the woman on the front of her. She tapped her on the shoulder, and she said, "Ma'am, is this train going to St. Louis?" And she said, "Oh, yes, this train's going to St. Louis." And the woman said, "Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better." And she rode on, and she got a couple miles on up the road, and the old devil started getting her again. "That's not the way the train's going. This ain't the right way. I've never seen it like this before." And she turned around and asked the man behind her, and she said, "Sir, may I ask you a question?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am, you sure can." Said, "Is this train going to St. Louis?" And she said, "Oh, yes, it's going to St. Louis." And for several miles, she was okay with the answers that she had been given. But all of a sudden, she got doubting that she was going the right way. And all of a sudden, the conductor come walking out of the train up there and walking back to all the passengers was. And she seen that conductor. And she said, "Sir, may I ask you a question?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am, you sure can." Said, "Is this train going to St. Louis?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am, this train is going to St. Louis." And she said, "How can I know that this train is going to St. Louis?" And you know what that conductor told her? He said, "Because I am the conductor. I am the one that set this thing in motion. I am the one that set the wheels a-rolling in the way that it should go." Friends, I want you to know this morning, when you got born again, you didn't set the wheels in motion. You didn't get this thing going. The conductor, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, He saved your soul, and He got you going in the right direction. And when old Satan gets you doubting your salvation, and old Satan gets you thinking that you're not saved this morning, you tell old Satan to get behind you in the name of Jesus Christ, because that Savior, He knows you this morning. Hey, friends, I want you to know the conductor is conducting your life this morning. There's going to be people you're going to turn to. I want you to know the person sat beside you, they can't tell you if you're saved. Friends, I want you to know this morning, this preacher can't tell you if you're saved. There's one person that can tell you that if you've been born again, and His name is Jesus Christ. He says, "I know my sheep," this morning. He says, not only did He know them that way, He said, "I have searched their up and I have searched their down. I've searched everything about them. But look at this." He says, "I know my sheep and they know me." And look what He says. "And the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father." He said, it ain't only that I know the sheep, but I know the Father. Not only that I know the sheep, but I know the Father. He says this morning, He knows your thoughts. That's why He's close to you. He knows the hairs that's on your head. He knows your needs. But let me give you this morning. He knows this morning if you trust Him this morning. He knows if you trust Him. Now, I'm not talking about in salvation, okay? I'm talking about salvation, you must trust Him, but I'm talking about a daily walk. I read a lot of commentary books, a lot. And this week, a commentary book that I'm telling you what, the author of that book, man, I read that thing and I enjoy reading it as I read my Bible with it. But this week, as I was sitting there in my study and I flipped it over and I was reading, he got on miracles. And as I flipped, and I'm talking about a shepherd that knows you, he got on miracles, and I flipped over it. He said, "And by the way, God does not perform miracles in the day that we live in right now." I want to say to you this morning, on the authority of God's word, if you've been born again this morning, you are a miracle straight from God this morning. On the authority of God's word this morning, you are a miracle. We serve a God that is a miracle worker. This morning, if you're sick, He is a miracle worker. Brother Thad and Sister Leabad, God is a miracle worker. He saved your family this week. He has saved my family this week. And we serve a God. He is a miracle worker. You can trust Him this morning. Don't put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in Christ this morning. Amen. Man, I want you to know the world we believe in, they don't think God can work a miracle anymore. Friends, I want you to know I am a miracle. I am a miracle what He done. I am a miracle what He done in my life. Not only did He save me on that day in August, I want you to know He saved me that day. He delivered me that day. And there'll be a lot of people tell you that you can't get saved.
and you can't get delivered and you can't get sanctified in the same place. Friends, I want you to know that day that I met God and I met Jesus Christ, I wasn't looking for Him, but He was sure looking for me. Not only did He save me instantly, He delivered me at that moment and He sanctified me and set me apart just like He did you this morning. And He says in His Word, man, that excites me. He says in His Word, He knows the hair that's on your head. He knows your needs. He knows your thoughts. But get this, He knows if you trust Him. In Nahum 1:7, the Bible says, the Lord is good. Thank you. Thank you. That sun's hot, I understand. But if anybody ever tells you the Lord's good, you can amen it. First State Bank insures a lot of money. I think they're FDIC assured. They ain't got no assurance that you've got that God is good. This morning the Bible says the Lord is good. If you've never said amen in your life because you think, well, I don't know if it's right or wrong, if it's read out of this book, you can amen everything in the book. Okay, I'll just go on. You can amen everything out of the book. He says the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And He knoweth them. There's that know again. He knoweth them that trust Him. He knows the one that trusts Him and puts their faith in Him. He said, I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep. He says He knows if you trust Him or not. Everybody knows where California is. And they said that at the Golden Gate Bridge, there was a chief engineer named Joseph Strass. And they said when they built that Golden Gate Bridge, that thing was so high in the air, if you fell and you hit the water below, you would be running 80 miles an hour when you hit that water and it would kill you. And the time span they had, they said it would take $35 million at that time to build it. And they said for every $1 million that it would cost to build that, that they would lose a life. And he got thinking, he said, for every $1 million, I'm going to lose about 36 of people, of workers up on that steel. And he said when they started building, they was going so slow that they couldn't just work fast enough. It was taking them forever. And they said that engineer, he went back to working on things. And he said, I've got an idea. I've got an idea that will work and we won't lose one single soul if we do this. He said, what we'll do is we'll take a net and we'll put that net up under the Golden Gate Bridge as we build it, and we'll take a net and put it on both sides. And as the men, they work, they ain't got to worry about losing. They ain't got to worry about falling. They ain't got to worry about dying. Friends, I want you to know this morning, God Almighty, He went back to the drawing board. He said, I tell you what, these people, they need something they can trust in. They need something they can believe in. They need a safety net in their life. They need something as they work for me. They ain't got to worry about losing their salvation. And I'm going to put a safety net up underneath them. Hey, you may fall, but you ain't going to be lost. Friend, you may fall, but you won't die. This morning he says he knows his sheep and he knows the ones that trust in him. He said he knows the one that trust in him. You know what the devil will do to you? He'll play with your mind. You know why this church don't step out no further than we step or do more than we do? It's a trust issue. It's a trust issue. It's a trust. God, did you really tell me that? Did you really say I could do that if I just step and believe? Friends, this morning there's so much God's wanting to open to this congregation that I believe that in the name of Jesus. And we got to get to a place that we realize if He knows the hair that's on my head and He knows what I'm thinking on a daily basis, He knows my thoughts and He knows my needs, and He knows me that well, and He knows if I trust Him or not, I'm going to have to start stepping more and letting God do more. Amen? Folks, this morning, as I just want you to know that God knows you, He loves you, and if I can give you anything this morning, there's one thing that everybody under the sound of my voice is going to deal with. Let me give it to you right now, and that's doubting your salvation. Listen to me now this morning. There's going to come times you say, well, if I was saved, this wouldn't come. If I was saved, I wouldn't be going through this. If I was saved, this wouldn't be going on. I want to ask you one question this morning. It was going on before you were saved. Going on before. Folks, this morning, it's not on what I do. It's what He did on Calvary that saves my soul from a devil's hell. It's that blood's been applied to my life. But He says not only does He know that you trust Him, the greatest thing I want you to get out of this message is this. He knows if you love Him. He knows if you love Him. There's a song, and I won't sing it, Brother J.D. Not only did Brother Lee raise a good Christian man, him and Sister Denise. They raised a cut up. Y'all know Brother JD. Glory to God. Bless him, Lord. I don't even know where I was going now. I got you. God said he knows that if we love him or not. And he says that love that he has for us is so amazing. And there's a song, and I won't sing it, but I love listening to. And it's by Lecrae, Go Hard. And I know that don't look like that fits me. But that's one of them old rap songs that's Christian music that I really, really like. And the louder I can turn it up there on Mills Hill, the louder I turn it, Brother Harold, wherever you at. Man, I turn that thing wide open. I want everybody to know. But there's one part in there that, man, it has just eaten me alive. And it's something to the effect of this. If you didn't know Jesus, or if you did know Jesus, would your life still look the same? Folks, this morning, God knows you. He knows what it takes to run you, what makes you, what holds you together, and what does all kinds of things. But if you didn't know Christ, would your life be the same? If you didn't know Christ this morning, would you still be doing? When you come to know Christ, things change because you love him. You become intimate with him. And this morning, if you feel empty and you feel like there's nothing left on the inside, just how intimate are you with him? You know, it's kind of like a husband. When you grab that wife's hand and you hold her hand walking through Walmart, it don't feel good for a little while, does it? Man, you're like, everybody's watching. But you know what you do? You just keep holding on to that hand. You just keep holding on to that hand everywhere you go. You just keep holding on to that hand. Even when she don't want to hold on to it, you just keep holding on to that hand. Folks, this morning, I want to tell you something. That's how God is this morning. Even when in the crowd that we'll get in this week, when it don't look right, it don't feel comfortable, just keep holding his hand. Keep allowing him to hold your hand. He said he knows the ones that love him. Look at this in the book. I want to show it to you this morning. He said, I know the ones that love me. And look what he says this morning. He says, I know the ones that love me. Look at this. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 3, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. Not only does he comfort his sheep by knowing that they trust in him, but he is coming for his sheep one day. And he is coming for the ones not that lived a perfect life, because you can't. Not the one that lived a good life, because you can't. But the one that lived the life according to what the Bible says, and you've done your best to walk with Christ. Was that going to get me to heaven? Oh no, the blood of Jesus is going to get you to heaven. But when you're walking with him, there ought to be a change. There ought to be a difference. There ought to be something in that life that makes a difference. When I sat down here during revival, man, I was hooping and hollering, just having a heyday. The other night, we was at Sullivan ball game. And Brother Neil, it may have been you. I don't know. Somebody done something on the field. I don't know what it was. And I was fixing to really let her eat. Y'all know what I'm talking about, let her eat? Some of y'all, I know you know what I'm talking about at a ball game. And I went to let out, and that thing just went, and I looked at Brandy and I said, evidently the Holy Ghost didn't want me to say that. This week, God knows you, and he knows what it takes to make you tick, and he knows what runs things. This week, if I can give you anything as a born-again believer, be careful what you say, be careful what you do, because God knows all things. Just be careful. When you go to post something on your line, you say, well, it's my page. Oh, no, if you're born again, that's not your page. That's God's page. Just be careful. We're a written epistle for all men to read, and they're reading your life. And folks, this morning, when my life is laid down, I want them to say, there was a man of God. There was a man of God. And not only for me does I want him to say that, but I want him to say it for every individual in this parking lot. This morning, if I can give you anything, he's not only the good shepherd, but he is the knowing shepherd this morning. You have a safety net this morning that's up underneath you. Folks, I want you to know that's the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't abuse it. Don't misuse it. There's not a man that climbed on that Golden Gate Bridge that said, that net looks like it'll hold. I'll just jump down there. Oh, no. He continued to work. And as he continued to work, if he did slip, he knew that the net would catch him. This morning, if I can give you anything, God's got a hand. It will not slip. It will not fall. It'll hold you right where you are this morning. Let us pray. Father, I love you. Lord God, I love you more than anything in this world. Lord God, I thank you that you gave me my wife and my daughter. But Father God, they've never done for me what you've done for me. Lord God, when I was in a sinful state and did not know where to turn, Father God, you loved me. You saved me. You made me new and washed me clean. Lord God, until the day I die, I pray I proclaim that all over this world. Lord God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that you know me. Lord God, there's times that I may not hold up to my end of the deal, but you always hold up to your end. And Lord God, there's daily occasions I fall short, but you've never fell short. Father God, there's been times that I even didn't even know if you was listening to me. Father God, as I read that book, if you know the hair that's on my head, you listen to me. And Father God, this morning I ask you not to use this messenger this morning, but to continue to use your message to touch people. Whoever the old devil's beating on this morning that's saying, hey, God don't, he don't really care. Lord, let them know this morning you do care. Father God, you care for us. You love us. And Lord, I pray this next few moments that you'd have your will and way in this service. Lord, I love you, and Lord, I thank you. And it's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen.